Unit 3.
The fate of the world will soon be decided. The dominion of evil grows even stronger. There is a union now between the two towers, Barad-dûr, fortress of the Dark Lord Sauron, and Orthanc, stronghold of the wizard Saruman. The peril of the Ringbearer deepens. An unseen danger draws closer. For there is another who hunts the ring.
The thieves! They stole my precious, and we want it!
You sure you want to know? If somebody told you I was just your average, ordinary guy, not a care in the world, somebody lied. The truth is, it wasn't always like this. There was a time when life was a lot less complicated.
Can I take your picture for the school paper?
Sure. In this lab, we have 15 genetically enhanced super spiders.
There's 14. One's missing.
Peter, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Pete, look, you're changing. I know I went through exactly the same thing at your age. No, not exactly.
Wow.
Peter, may I introduce my father, Norman Osborn?
Great honor to meet you, sir.
Harry tells me you're quite the science whiz. You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
What the hell is that?
Whatever it is, somebody has to stop it.
With great power comes great responsibility.
This is my gift.
Wow.
It is my curse.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
Predicted.
Okay, Jag, what's coming?
Double homicide. One male, one female.
Set up a perimeter and tell them I ripped.
The guilty can be arrested before the law is broken.
Positive for Howard Marks.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Newman.
Give the man a stand.
Detective John Anderton believed in the system.
There hasn't been a murder in 6 years. There's nothing wrong with the system. It is perfect.
People trust you, John. The eyes of the nation are on us. Until he saw something.
Anderton, wait!
He was never meant to see.
Go back, Crow.
You say something to
No.
Careful, Chief. You dig up the past, all you get is dirty.
The FBI found something.
I have a warrant in my pocket that says murder.
He set me up. Who's the victim? I've never heard of him, but I'm supposed to kill him in less than 36 hours.
But you do understand, I can't just give you new irises, because the scanners will read the new scar tissue, the alarms will go off, and large men with guns will appear.
Who was it that set this up?
I don't know.
How about now?
Can't be in here.
It's against the rules.
Anything else going on in here that's against the rules?
Minority Report.
When danger becomes a temptation, when every move brings you closer to the edge, when you live each day like it's your last, there's a surprise around every curve.
Thank you.
another day.
Please don't look at me like that.
Uh-huh.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Sorry, Malay.
Must be difficult having sworn your love to the Jedi. Not being able to do the things you like.
I'll be with the people that I love.
Are you allowed to love? I thought that was forbidden for a Jedi.
This republic be split in two. My negotiations will not fail.
If they do, there aren't enough Jedi to protect the republic. We're keepers of the peace, not soldiers.
You know I don't like it when you do that.
Sorry, Master. I forgot you don't like flying. Well, you've lost it.
If you'll excuse me.
I hate it when he does that.
Anakin, don't do anything without first consulting either myself or the Council.
You don't need guidance, Anakin. I see you becoming the greatest of all Jedi.
You must join me, Obi-Wan. And together, we'll destroy the Sith.
The dark side clouds everything. In grave danger, you are.
Words. Once I had the gift. I can make love out of words as a potter makes cups of clay. Love that overthrows empires. Love that binds two hearts together, come hell, fire, and brimstone. For sixpence a line, I could cause a riot in a nunnery. But now...
Don't yet you tell me you lie with women.
Black Sue, Fat Phoebe, Rosaline, Burbage's Seamstress, Aphrodite, the does it behind
yes,
the
yes, now and again, what of it?
I have lost my gift.
I'm here to help you. Tell me, in your own words.
It's as if my quill is broken. As if the organ of my imagination is dried up. As if the proud tower of my genius has collapsed.
Interesting.
Nothing comes.
Most interesting.
It's like trying to pick a lock with a wet herring.
Tell me, are you lately humbled in the act of love? How long has it been?
A goodly length in times past, but lately...
No, no. You have a wife, children?
I was a lad of 18, and Hathaway was a woman half as old again.
A woman of property.
She had a cottage. One day she was 3 months gone with child, sir.
And your relations?
On my mother's side, the Ardens.
No, your marriage bed.
4 years and 100 miles away in Stratford. A cold bed, too, since the twins were born. Banishment was a blessing.
So now you are free to love.
You cannot love nor write it.
Here is a bangle found in Psyche's temple on Olympus, cheap at fourpence. Write your name on a paper and feed it into the snake.
Will it restore my gift?
The woman who wears the snake will dream of you and your gift will return. Words will flow like a river.
Do you like Proteus or Valentine best?
Proteus speaking. Valentine for looks.
Oh, I like the dog for laughs.
Sylvia, I did not care for much.
His fingers were red from fighting and he spoke like a schoolboy at lessons. Ah, stage love will never be true love while the law of the land has our heroines being played by pipsqueak boys in petticoats.
When can we see another? When the Queen commands it.
No, but at the playhouse. Nurse.
Be still. Playhouses are not for well-born ladies.
No, I'm not so well-born.
Well-moneyed is the same as well-born. And well-married is more so. Lord Wessex was looking at you tonight.
All the men at court are without poetry. If they see me, they see my father's fortune, aye. will have poetry in my life. And adventure. And love. Love above all.
Like Valentine and Sylvia?
No! Not the artful postures of love, but love that overthrows life. Unbiddable, ungovernable, like a riot in the heart, and nothing to be done, come ruin or rapture.
Romeo Montague,
young man of Verona.
Verona again?
A comedy of quarreling families reconciled in the discovery of Romeo. To be the very same Capulet cousin stolen from the cradle and fostered to manhood by his Montague mother that was robbed of her own child by the pirate king.
Your mother and your father...
From tomorrow, away in the country for 3 weeks. Master Shakespeare, not handsome.
He looks well enough for a charlatan.
Nurse. She would give Thomas Kent the life of Violet and Lessop's dream.
My lady, when your parents return, I will tell.
You will not tell. As I love you and as you love me, you will bind my breast and buy me a boy's wig. Master Will, poet dearest to my heart, I beseech you, banish me from yours. I am to marry Lord Wessex. A daughter's duty.
And the Queen's command.
Oh, Thomas, she's come as dreams. I'm unmanned, unmended, and unmade. Like a puppet in a box.
Right there, Izzy. Row your boat!
She tells me to keep away. She is to marry Lord Wessex. What should I do?
If you love her, you must do as she asks.
And break her heart and mine?
It is only yours you can know.
She loves me, Thomas.
Does she say so?
No. And yes, she does, but the ink has run with tears. Was she weeping when she gave you this?
Her letter came to me by the nurse.
Your aunt?
Yes, my aunt. Perhaps she wept a little. Tell me how you love her, Will.
Like a sickness and its cure together.
Yes. Like rain and sun. Like cold and heat. Is your lady beautiful? Since I came here from the country, I've not seen her close. Tell me, is she beautiful?
Thomas? If I could write the beauty of her eyes, I was born to look in them and know myself.
And her lips?
Her lips? The early morning rose would wither on the branch if it could feel envy.
And her voice, like lark's song?
Deeper, softer. None of your twittering larks. I would banish nightingales from her garden before they interrupt her song.
Oh, she sings too?
Constantly, without doubt. And plays the lute. She has a natural ear. And her bosom. Did I mention her bosom?
What of her bosom?
Oh, Thomas. A pair of pippins as round and rare as golden apples.
I think the lady is wise to keep your love at a distance. But what lady could live up to it? Close to, when her eyes and lips and voice may be no more beautiful than mine. Aye, can a lady of wealth and noble marriage love happily with a bankside poet and player?
Yes, by God.
Love knows nothing of rank or river bank. It will spark between a queen and the poor vagabond who plays the king. And their love should be minded by each. For love denied blights the soul we owe to God. So tell my lady, William Shakespeare waits for her in the garden.
What of Lord Wessex?
For one kiss, I would defy 1,000 Wessexes.
Thank you, my lady.
Lady?
Violet de Lesseps. I don't think she was this high. Wanted to save a child.